Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's hear this, too. This is Ian Cunningham.
So, finally, I get to meet this master of a thousand voices.
Well, yes, you see, I have an auditory gift far beyond that of the average man. I need only hear a voice but once, and I can replicate it perfectly.
Well, we don't get to hear from a lot.
You could get wild, Brad. Sit back and watch.
Sit back and watch. It's going to be wild.
Okay, then.
My fourth attempt at my Ian Cunningham impression.
It's getting worse.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
I feel so. I said to Spiegs,
come on.
I think that he needs the tuning fork. I think he needs
that,
to.
That was it, but then you talked for a while.
I know.
It's
that's
your
what
fault.
I'm saying.
Ooh,
wow.
Pointing a finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the mechanics
pointing
of it.
Finger.
Yeah, the mechanics.
Yeah,
an impression.
It's Lawrence's fault. Your impression sucks.
As you know, my husband is in charge of the city's water supply. If it got out that he was missing, it might cause a panic.
I see.
Well, this is Mrs. Devereaux. You've kidnapped my husband. Oh!
We could try it again where I'll just be quiet because clearly no. I'm the reason.
I think one of the best things that we did.
You know, one of the things we did was.
Turned into Brad. Ryan Pace.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Tanny. It's a Ryan Pace now.
You guys are too. You're listening too closely. Don't listen as closely.
Everything's on the table.
I received a phone call from a friend of my husband's, a Mr. Carlucci.
And did he sound something like this? Hey, how you doing? This is a Mr. Carlucci.
Was he at the circus?
Yes.
You gotta speak up! I'm out of the circus!
I can confidently say that's one of the worst Ian Cunningham impressions I've ever heard.
They call me the Mimic.
Dutchie, what has it been like to have people do an impression of your husband? Hi, how you doing? What has that been
that's
like?
That's a bad impression.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for saying that.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
I was not expecting that twist and turn. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We will get you ready for Cubs Dodgers later on this evening. We're going to have a whole draft hour at 3 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. Jim DeShays is going to join us in about 15 minutes. The whole crew is here. Tanny with the great open. Shane broke some news today. That man.
Something having to do with my job.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He also did have blueberries. I want to make sure that everybody knows that.
And Tums. Yeah. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. I dare you to find another talk show host in America who does not one, but two impressions of assistant general managers around the National Football League. That's how you have beaten Wojo here on the Score.
I feel like the guy who just left probably does a couple.
What? Marshall? I've never heard him do a single assistant general manager. Oh, Mark Grody, you mean?
Yeah,
he might.
He's probably got a couple in there.
Whatever. How about that Miguel Amaya home run to tie that thing last night? Two outs in the ninth, 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Tanner Scott. My goodness, I would have stood up for that one. Lawrence Holmes.
It's so funny. Last night, I needed to ask Layla about something, so I was on the phone with her, and we were like watching the game while we were on the phone. And I was like, "Oh, this!" I was like, "I gotta go. This is gonna be one of those 10 to 8 games. It's gonna be one of those games tonight." She's like, "It looks crazy over there," and I'm like, "Yes, it does." And then you have it like that had. With the Dodgers fans acting all crazy before the game and marching down Sheffield Avenue, have they started something new now?
I have never seen an opposing team's fan base gather, presumably in a bar in Wrigleyville, and then get together and march down the streets that are already blocked off. It's pretty ingenious, I got to say.
Well, see, now I'm starting to think what fan bases might follow suit, and you have to think of, like, population. So Cardinals
Who
fans
are the Chicago White Sox.
I mean,
marching from all over the neighborhood, baby.
That would make sense. Cardinals fans are the first group that I thought of.
Just from a tactical standpoint, like, yes, they could be coming from anywhere. The White Sox fans,
yeah,
you know,
up Kenmore, up Grays, but who's, Seminary.
Who's
going
to organize them? Like, that's the thing. Will there be enough? Will they want to buy the tickets?
I know who's going to do it. Now, Tony La Russa is going to come into town for that series in the middle of May and just organize everybody.
He's going to
lead the hell out of the posse.
He's going to do it for the series that's in St. Louis, though. That's the problem. That's what he's going to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the Cubs-Cardinals aren't here? They're in St. Louis?
Yeah, no, that had soccer fandom vibes, didn't it?
It was very cool. The Columbus Crew, they do some of that when they are on the road. They've done that at fire matches. Obviously, Portland and the Timbers, they do it. Seattle FC, their fans do it.
And all over Europe and Ireland.
Of course.
That's the thing.
But I was using American sports.
Nice
because,
job.
You know.
Because you follow American sports.
I try.
Comes in handy at times.
Look at that. I knew there was a reason. Yeah, 100%.
I have that breakdown on Tyler Shuck if you guys need it at some point.
I have Tyler Shuck content for you later in our NFL draft hour.
See?
I'm very excited to bring that to you.
Good. Then we can talk about it. But I thought it was a cool thing, and it started organically. It makes sense. Those streets are closed to traffic. You can just kind of enjoy the neighborhood and walk around. I hope that the Cardinals, the Brewers, the White Sox, the Yankees usually have a good contingent of people when they come to town.
Sure.
I think everyone should do some sort of version of that. It added some juice.
It did. And you know what? Last night was the first time I like live tweeted a Cubs game in a while at my new account at Matt Spiegs, having been hacked back in the day and used Spiegel and Holmes for a while. Now I got a new account. So I'm live tweeting the Cubs game. After the game, I probably saw 8 to 10 varieties of people quote tweeting the video of the Dodgers fans going, you know, doing the march, and then they themselves
given the
would
final
write,
score.
And then what happened? It was what Jay Zawoski said. And then what happened? So 8 to 10 varieties of that. But man, that's great for sports to have
100%
to have stuff like that, and to have two serious teams, two serious National League ball clubs. And I got to tell you, man, the Cubs winning that game on the heels of them winning the Friday game is making them one of the talks of baseball. It was story number 2 on MLB.com as of this morning with that pull quote from Miguel Amaya, "This team does not quit." You know, I saw it on MLB Network this morning. Are the Cubs one of the heavyweights in the National League? Like, there is a level of respect that's going around because of how they've done record-wise against this schedule that everybody knew was difficult and the way that they have come back. And that game yesterday and the one on Friday, that's two all-timers in a week. That is two all-timers in a week where it's like crazy games with echoes of the Sandberg game and Mike Schmidt hitting four homers in 23-22 and whatever Wrigley classic with the wind blowing out you want to pull. That's two games in a week that rank right up there. It's an insane moment for Cubs and Cubs fans if you're there.
It was dope. Like it's just fun baseball and getting baseball like this in April. The Friday's game and this game with two good teams that you're going up against, the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers.
Yep.
Two teams that you would expect are going to be there at the end. That's why I thought it was a shame that the Dodgers and the Cubs series for the season is done. I would love to see these two teams match up in August, for example, to kind of see where they're at. But if you want to get excited about things that are going on with the Cubs, Look at their lineup last night. Look at the production. The offense is out there. Now, Jed it told Marshall and Grody today, like, we can't rely on that. Like, we got to do some other things too. But they are hitting the ball. There's a bunch. When you look at the OPS numbers inside the box score of this team, you're seeing a lot of numbers above 700, which is great. Here's something that's super exciting. If you go to Fangraphs right now and look at MLB war leaders on Fangraphs.
Oh, I know. It's your guy. It's your guy. Go ahead, baby.
It's not just my guy. Your guy, too.
A couple of them.
Aaron Judge is number one. Right now, he's a 2.34.
Already.
Already.
So that's wins that he is theoretically worth, statistically, what, 24 games into the season.
Fernando Tatis is second at 1.9. Corbin Carroll is third at 1.7.
Terrible start last year. Great start this year.
Pete Alonso is fourth at 1.6. Tied with
Kyle Tucker.
Damn right. And right behind them,
your guy, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong at 1.5. As it stands right now, the Cubs have two players in the top six of Major League Baseball F4.
That is amazing that Pete is already up there.
And defense
at a critical position, base running as we know, and now the last 10 days of slug.
And if you were to go down to the top 12... there's another Cub in there. Would you like to guess who it is?
If he's played enough, it's Carson Kelly.
That is correct.
Okay.
Carson Kelly is 11th in F-War at 1.3.
Interesting moment last night when Michael Bush, who's been great, gets pinch hit for by Craig Counsell, and Carson Kelly comes in to face the lefty Kirby Yates, or face the righty Kirby Yates. It was going to be Bush against the lefty Alex Vesia, who is like really difficult for lefties, except for Kyle Tucker, who homered off of him.
He doesn't seem afraid of anybody now.
That at bat, man. Outrageous. But, you know, Bush continues to get no respect from Counsell when it's a tough lefty.
You get no respect.
But the matchup was Bush versus Vesia or Kelly versus Yates. And Kelly's been so damn good. I'm totally cool with that decision last night. It was fun. Like, Dave Roberts is at the top step of the dugout waiting for Kelly to be announced so he can go out and make the move. Like, you had wheels turning with big-time managers and big-time franchises in the City Beautiful in the middle of April that felt like October. Crazy.
It was really great. And you see the Cubs pound out 17 hits in the game. It's look, we heard the Cubs all year talk about how bad the weather was last year and how it wasn't a great run-producing environment.
So let it work for you when it's the other way around.
Man, you could tell. Like, and look, shout out to Shota, because Shota was out there trying. He was throwing everything that he had at him. Awesome. And look.
Some of those bombs, man.
Yeah. But
who's it, Pajes? Pajes is one.
The Pajes one. It's funny, because that's when Layla and I were on the phone. She's like, Pajes just hit one to the moon.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And so, you know what's interesting? Craig Counsell, obviously, like, is a numbers guy and an analytics guy, but he knows that the vibes can matter from a win like this. With this schedule and that team playing here in the middle of April, listen to him talking about the win last night.
I mean, it's a fun team to watch play. I mean, that's what I tell you, is come out to the park and watch the team play, because it's... you know, this homestand, they've done some amazing things and some resilient things, most importantly. You know, you win games like that early in the season. It's a great kind of carry forward for the rest of the season.
Man, their council saying a win like that can be some carry forward for the rest of the season. The best managers have to acknowledge those kind of factors. And he does. Like, the presence of Tucker as a superstar. He talked about the presence of Yelich as a superstar on those Brewers teams. Like, just the soft factor of, oh, I know we got that guy. That kind of helps everybody else relax. Him acknowledging wins like that and like the one on Friday in the middle of this schedule, a carry forward effect for the rest of the year. Let's see it.
Let's talk with someone who was there. Jim DeShays is going to join us after a quick timeout. We'll ask him about what's gone on over the last few days at Wrigley Field. It's been nuts. Yar. Back after this on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog. We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay? In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bottom eight, one out. 10-7, Cubs trail. Runner at first. Tucker came into the game. Tied first in the league in extra base hits. Third in total bases. Third in runs scored. Fourth in runs batted in. 2-2. That's hit well. Right field. Way back. It's gone! Kyle Tucker, you are the man. Two-run shot. Seventh of the year. Cubs within one. It's a 10-9 game.
It's not fair to expect a player to come through every single time he comes up, but that's the sense you get with Tucker. He took that real bad hack at the slider, what, a couple pitches previous, almost like he was setting him up. Throw me another one. See what kind of hack I put on it.
What a game.
Last night over at Wrigley Field was pretty crazy. Alex Cohen and Jim Deshaies on the call last night on Marquee. Wow. Kyle Tucker, as good as we were hoping he would be, I think that he's been better. So why don't we talk with JD about that? He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. JD, thanks so much for joining us. What's the Kyle Tucker experience been like?
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive, to say the least. I hadn't seen him play a whole bunch when he was with the Astros. I obviously was aware of the fact that he's a real good player, but I think he kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit down there with Alvarez and Altuve and, you know, some of those other stars that they had a few years back. But this guy is a legit big-time top five hitter in baseball right now.
Yeah, you were so good last night, Jim. In that at-bat, a couple pitches earlier, as you mentioned, he took a really awkward swing with all the weight on the back foot, clearly fooled by the slider by a really good lefty. And you said, boy, you don't see him look like that too much. And then the next one was also a little awkward. And then just to pounce. Like, how difficult is that? To do what he did against that inside, like, backdoor slider and turn on it like that. It's got to be crazy hard to do.
It, Yeah, well, first of all, let me preface this response by saying you're talking to a lifetime 079 hitter. So hitting the ball out of the infield during batting practice was difficult for me. But having said that and having observed a lot of baseball over the years, it's just impressive. And I don't really think he was setting the pitcher up, but I do, you know, smart hitters will go, okay, I look bad on that pitch. There's every chance he's going to come back and throw me another one, and I'm going to be ready for it. So it's more likely that scenario. But, yeah, and I said it last night, too. It's unfair to expect him to deliver, but you just feel like he's going to have a good at-bat every time. He's going to hit the ball hard. It's impossible, obviously, to do that, but he does it a very high percentage of the time.
Watching him go out there and lengthen this lineup has been joyous for those that love the Cubs. When you have a guy like that, and right now, actually, the Cubs have two, and we'll get to the other one in a second. But when you have a guy like that as a pitcher, what goes on in the pitching meetings when you know that someone like that is lurking in a lineup?
Yeah, and I think it varies from pitcher to pitcher. And, you know, obviously the state of the game is going to dictate how aggressive you are facing a hitter like that. You know, score matters, outs matter, what inning you're in matter. But he's always lurking in the back of your mind. He's the guy that keeps you up at night the night before. You know, how am I going to get this guy out? And I think what has made this Cubs lineup so dynamic, though, is the depth of the lineup. I notice it with the Diamondbacks, and you see it with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers aren't all sorted out yet offensively. But when I pencil in my lineup every night, a lot of the clubs we're playing, 7, 8, 9, have done nothing. Our club, we're getting a lot of contributions from the bottom of the order. So that, coupled with the impact that Kyle Tucker has brought, you know, that's why the Cubs are the most prolific offense in baseball right now.
Pete Crow Armstrong, in his last 9 games, as I guess where Lawrence was going, is an OPS of 1.331, be an on base of 410, 4 homers, 6 doubles, the 1 triple. It's this is a completely different guy than the one that we saw being caught seemingly in between a lot, so incredibly frustrated. And he's an emotional guy, you know, no matter what. But he just looks completely different. What do you see that has changed to your eye?
I think, you know, it's one of those situations where a young player's had a little success and all of a sudden he gets, you know, some confidence, becomes a little bit more patient at the plate. I mean, he still swings a ton. His swing rate is among the highest in baseball. But it's all about, you know, making good swing decisions, making sure you're forcing the pitcher into the strike zone. And that's kind of the point I was making about the depth of our lineup at PCA, kind of floating around down there in the bottom third of the lineup, doing a lot of damage. The one missing piece is he doesn't walk a lot, but I don't care. I mean, if he does what he's doing right now, I'm good. I mean, this is an elite defensive player, a tremendous base runner, and a guy who brings plenty offensively to the plate. And I think, you know, the thing about PCA, a lot of people don't realize, is how much pop he has. There's legit power there to go along with all those other tools.
Jim Deshaies is joining us here for a few minutes on The Score. Jed Hoyer talked a little bit about it, JD, the idea that defense needs to be better. And I know that this lineup has been scoring runs. They are at the top of Major League Baseball when it comes to scoring runs. But how frustrating has it been seeing some of these games go on and maybe them lose a game like Sunday's game because the defense isn't good?
Yeah, you know, errors are going to happen. They've had some issues for sure here over the last, I don't know, 10 days or so. I still think it's going to be a really good defensive team. We talk so much about strength up the middle and with PCA in center and Horner and Swanson in the middle of the diamond. I think that's going to be really, really good. It's going to be one of the top defensive teams in the game. Third base has been an issue. I see they just DFA'd Workman today. So and Birdie's back in there this evening. So they got to sort that out. But I'm not overly concerned. It hasn't been great, but I think this will be a good defensive team.
What was your favorite moment of the Gage Workman era, Jim?
I feel so bad for the kid because he was so good in spring training.
Yeah.
And it was such a good story, a Rule 5 draft pick. And it's just the game speeds up on you when you first get to the big leagues. He didn't have a ton of opportunities, and when he did, it didn't look good. So I understand that they needed to move on from him. I just hope he finds some success somewhere else. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes a while, and he never got the, you know, they never gave him a week of straight starts and, you know, playing time where he could settle in. And I'm not arguing that they should have. It's just, that's just the way it was. And sometimes those are the breaks, kid. You know, it's the nature of the game.
Yeah. Good luck in the next stop. And he will have one. That's for sure. John Birdie, as you mentioned, in the lineup. Nicky Lopez signed a major league deal. Our guy Shane Reardon broke that story about 20, 25 minutes ago. So Drew Pomerantz is also here as part of the moves. So they're kind of bouncing around and churning through some arms there. It's like... They could use theoretically a lefty like Drew Pomerantz. No,
I like the urgency with which they're acting. Right, I mean they didn't wait a long time to send Matt Shaw out. They figured he needed some work down at AAA. They've made some moves with the bullpen. I just get the sense like they're willing to push. And these are maybe considered marginal moves, but you never know. Pomerantz, when healthy, has a pretty good track record. The reports we got yesterday from counts were that his velo was starting to tick up a little bit. He's always had that big curveball. So it's a low-risk move. Why not take a shot, see what he has? And maybe he can ultimately be a big contributor in the bullpen.
Friday was crazy, but that was a 2-1 game in the seventh. Yesterday felt like a Wrigley game. Like, from the beginning, it felt like, here's a crazy Wrigley game in the middle of April where the wind's blowing out and everyone's getting good swings. Which one of those games was more fun to call?
Oh, my God. I don't know that I could say one was more fun than the other. I think, you know, last night, because it was the Dodgers and there was a lot of Dodger people here in the ballpark, and that kind of fired up the Cub fans, I think the energy in the ballpark last night made last night maybe a little bit more fun. But in terms of wackiness, which I kind of get into, it's hard to beat Friday when a team scores 10 runs in an inning and still manages to lose a ball game.
That was so fun on Friday when Boog dropped the "We are on top" and then later said, "I kind of got into my Hog Harrelson right there." I mean, yeah. And you responded, Jim, you're like, "In what way?" It's like, it was
very improv.
It was very improv. Oh. It was very real. I like that he did his Hog Harrelson a little bit.
I'm listening. I'm going back through in my head after the fact of the call. I go, did he say put it on the board? Did he say stretch? Did he drop a dadgummit? I'm like, there's the Hawk. And then I said, so that's what I said. And what'd you say? He goes, and he said he dropped the "we." Okay.
Yeah.
JD, what did you think of the Dodger fans marching on Wrigley yesterday, and do you think other fan bases are going to try it?
Well, you know, I just saw a little clip on social media about that, so I don't know exactly what was going on out there. So it was kind of like the whole soccer vibe. Down out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That's fun stuff. Just don't screw up the traffic.
I think you're going to be safe.
Yeah, that's an important thing for sure. JD, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great call tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
You too. It's Jim Deshaies right there on 670 The Score.
He's delightful.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and we should mention again, shout out to Shane, because a lot of people are confirming the Nicky Lopez story, but they're not giving Shane the credit for having it first like they would if it were a writer who had the story first. So shout out to Shane for getting the Nicky Lopez story and getting it correct.
And we don't have a Cubs lineup yet, but Jim just gave us John Birdie. It should be John Birdie all the time. That's the guy it should be.
And Nicky is insurance.
Yeah, Nicky should be insurance. I mean, but maybe it'll be Nicky sometimes. I guess we'll see what they do. I guess I'd rather see Nicky than Gage Workman. Like, I don't know that Gage has a glove that you can trust, and so he gone. But John Birdie, you saw what he did last night. Pinch runner, stole a base. It's a former stolen base leader in the National League when he was a Marlin.
There's your next song there, Spigs, Birdie All the Time.
Birdie, my guy should play Birdie all the time. Birdie all the time. Come on, Lawrence, you're in.
That video is always amazing to me because...
Eddie was legit thinking,
yes,
I'm going to be a rock and roll effing star.
He did, and you can tell from the video, and also because Rick James is gassing him up in that video. he's in the booth like, yeah, this is exactly the way it should sound.
It feels like that Boogie Nights scene when they're working on their song.
Feel.
That's Michael Penn as the beleaguered producer. Mr. Amy Mann, Michael Penn, is the beleaguered producer in that scene. I love that scene. Oh, my God.
We promised you an hour of Bears draft talking. Damn it, you're going to get it next on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.